Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, this week we've been looking at the new realities that have come with the legalization of recreational marijuana in Colorado. Those who opposed legalization warned that it would increase use among young people, and statistically, it is too soon to tell if that is happening. What we do know is that only one out of six kids who tries pot becomes a heavy user. And today we're going to meet one of them, a student at Adams City High, just outside Denver, who started using marijuana long before it became legal in Colorado. She says she would like to stop, but is finding it tough to do so. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundin has the story.
Even sitting here with me, 17-year-old Janessa, who doesn't want her last name used, feels the craving.
It's the same as if your body's telling you that you're hungry, how your stomach growls. It just feels like I need to smoke weed. I'm craving it right now. Like, I can just feel it.
And her need for weed is easy to satisfy.
Now, today, because of the laws, it's insane how many people have weed, smoke weed, know where to get weed.
It wasn't always this way for Janessa. In school, she was always focused. She got straight A's. She hung out, she says, with the overachievers. But then, on her 13th birthday, her sister wanted to get her high.
And I was like, no. Like, I was such a good kid. That was never the choice. That, like, weed was never.
But she tried it to please her sister. It wasn't until she was 14, though, that she first got high. This time, it was a friend's older sister doing the offering. And every time they got together, there was pot.
I liked it.
Janessa dropped her overachieving friends for a new, cooler set. She worried that if she didn't smoke weed...
Not necessarily that nobody would like me, but I just liked being high. Like, I got used to seeing my face being high and how I looked being high. And it was just like the whole ritual. I just liked being like, all right, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to smoke some weed, I'm going to go to school, people are going to know that I'm high. Like, it seemed cool.
But more than feeling cool, the more she smoked, the more Janessa liked this. The feeling it gave her that nothing mattered. Weed was her shield from pressures at school and from arguments with her parents. Teenagers' brains are under construction. They're learning things like how to deal with stress and solve problems. When weed becomes the go-to, those skills are short-circuited. Like many kids who become heavy users, Janessa turned to weed to mask depression and anxiety, not realizing that she was making her situation worse. She'd stay up all night high sometimes, just listening to music, old school Tupac.
It's usually tied with the depression and stress, and I smoke to not feel that. It's not like I don't feel it later, it's just distracting.
Sophomore year, she was smoking all the time. To her amazement, she still made honor roll. But her habit did start affecting a sport she loved.
So there's me right there in the back.
As we walk through the school hallways, Janessa stops at a photo of her old varsity softball team. She was the catcher, a really good one. She's animated when she talks about the sport that's a big part of her family's life. She loved it.
And then that guy right there in the middle, that was my coach that I had talked to, and he was upset and stuff when I had quit. So, yeah, I've been on the team.
She smoked so much weed the summer before her junior year, she didn't practice at all. She thought she'd just jump back in the fall, but she couldn't.
And then that's when I was like, I'm really unmotivated. Like, I don't even want to play my favorite sport in the whole world, that the one thing that I loved since I was six. I'm really not playing that because of weed.
Then it started affecting her academics. She failed her first college class. Those were classes she was taking at high school for college credit. She ditched them to smoke weed. Talking about it now, it shocks her.
I was never like this. Like, what happened to me?
One day, Janessa left school grounds to go smoke weed. School cameras pick up who's leaving campus.
Right here. I walked in. And then,
when she came back through the front doors, school security was waiting for her.
And they came out right here and just grabbed me.
At first, Janessa denied using, but finally, with her mom there, she fessed up. Instead of suspension, Janessa agreed to do Adams City High's 8-week treatment program. She dreaded going at first. She thought it would be like a weekend drug and alcohol class she had to go to once that didn't help her at all. But this was more individualized. She started to see the benefits from sessions with a therapist who was helping her to get in touch with thoughts that make her crave marijuana.
It's like there's a triangle. She told me that your thoughts become your feelings and your feelings become your behaviors.
Janessa tells Dr. Paula Riggs, who oversees the program, she's practicing flipping her negative thoughts and redirecting them into positive ones. Right now, they're working on different things she can do to keep her distracted, to fight the craving. One of those things is art class.
I could just sit here forever doing this.
She shows me her portraits, stunning pencil drawings. And then there's the roses.
I don't know. I'm just really obsessed with, like, roses for some reason, just because there are so many different ways that the flower folds and bends and, like, the shadows and...
She loves art so much, she plans to study graphic design when she goes to college next year. Outside of art class, though, she's trying to think more deeply now about why she and her friends use weed. She's started observing her friends when they're not high.
They're all in bad moods, like their day's bad. It's never a good day if it doesn't involve weed.
That kind of awareness is part of the treatment program. It's helped her cut back on pot, but she hasn't been able to stop yet. She knows she needs to change, but the drug saps her motivation.
I know I'm addicted, so I feel like because of weed, like, I've not got stupider or dumber or nothing, but I'm just not as, I don't care. Like, I'm just tumbleweed in the wind. Well, if the wind blows me this way, I'll just have to figure out life this way, and that's what it did, and I'm pretty sure that's what it does to every other kid.
There's one kid in particular Janessa's hoping will stay away from pot, her 13-year-old brother. She tells him right now it might seem cool to do what everyone else is doing.
But down the road, like when you're an adult, you're going to wish that you never, ever, ever picked up weed.
On that, her motivation seems infinite. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brendine in Denver.
And Robin, we've been hearing from a lot of listeners because of this week's series on marijuana from Colorado Public Radio.
Well, a lot of people saying, supporting it, but a lot of people saying, why are you paying so much more attention to this than, say, alcohol? We're going to address this, but we'd love to hear your thoughts at hereandnow.org.
You can also send us a tweet at Here and Now, at Jeremy Hobson, at Here and Now Robin. This is Here and Now.